are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
As we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in, where we talk about everything, not only medical, not only health, not only psychology, but money, economics, politics, employee-employer relations, just everything. And I love that you ask your advice. I like this question here. Pete from White Plains writes, Doctor, you were discussing Christmas gifts last week. What do you recommend for Christmas bonuses? I haven't been able to give my staff raises in the last 2 years, so I'd like to give them a nice bonus but can't go too crazy. What if one of my staff member quits after they get the bonus? Well, I had that happen to me. We gave pretty nice bonuses, and for some reason, this woman was, she lost a lot of weight really quickly, and she was making weird facial movements, so my guess it was crack or something, and I think she was really expecting for a huge payola, right? And we gave her a few $100 bonus, which I thought was really nice, considering she's did a crappy job all year. Plus, she had just gotten a raise. And, she left right after she got the check. And it was like, no. But first of all, very interesting. Okay, you said you haven't been able to give your staff raises in the last 2 years. That's incredible, you know, since the recession has gone on for about 4 years. So bravo for you being able to give raises, right, 2 years into the recession. So that's a good thing. But you got a point. You haven't been able to give the staff raises, but you want to give them a nice bonus. Well, I don't know what you're thinking of in terms of bonus, in terms of, you know, a couple $100, $500, or a $50 gift card. I don't know what you're thinking of. But why don't you then maybe, I mean, especially if you're worried about people quitting after they get the cash, what if you just give them a raise rather than the bonus? I mean, think about it. Okay, let's say you give somebody a 25-cent raise. Not that that's a lot, but it's still a raise. 25 cents per hour, 8-hour shift is $2 a day, $2 times 5 days a week is $10 a week. Okay, so around $40 a month. If it's February, around 40. If it's another month, 40 and a half, let's say. Okay? And you were thinking about giving a couple $100 bonus. Well, that raise already paid for itself after about 5 months. You know, it's hard because, you know, when you're dealing with staff, if staff feels like they haven't gotten a raise in a while, I think that Christmas bonus is short-lived. Now, if you're talking about a grand or two or a few grand, okay, yeah, they may want to take that. But what I would do and what I've done with some of my staff is I've actually asked them, what do they prefer? Do you want a raise or do you need money now in a lump sum? All right. And it's funny because most of them do want the raise, except for the one when I asked her that question, that was the one that left. She goes, no, I need money now. So we gave her bonus and she fled. So, no, it's not that difficult to work for me. It's just she needed money and needed money bad. And I just hope, you know, she didn't die somewhere. Nobody's actually heard of her, you know, heard from her since. And we're really nervous because she got very skinny fast. And it stinks when you see people like that. She wasn't an employee of ours for that long, unfortunately. If you haven't been able to give your staff raises for a while, I would probably then, rather than the bonus, if you give them the option and they don't need the money for Christmas shopping, then maybe give them the raise. Because, employees remember if they haven't gotten a raise in a while. They remember those kinds of things, and I don't blame them. Gosh, I never got raises. The only time I got a raise, now keep in mind, I've had to work multiple jobs throughout college and medical school, et cetera, so I was never at a job for a very long time because you had to move to do your rotations. I had to go to UCLA, so it's not like I could wait tables the whole 4 years and get a raise. And you really don't get raises when you wait tables, especially as crappy as I did. But where was I going with this? With the so I've never gotten a raise, so I've no idea. Oh darn! I was gonna make a big juicy point on this. All right, now I don't want to switch subjects yet because there was a really good point I was gonna make. But anyway, but people remember. They go, gosh, I haven't gotten a raise from this place in 2-3 years. They remember that kind of stuff. All right, and if you think they're gonna have a beef with that this coming year, then maybe save the money on the bonus and put it towards a race. That's what I would do if you want to keep them. And that also limits the risk, the flight risk. If you think you're going to have an employee bail the second they get the bonus, well, then if they have a raise, you're not giving them hard cash and they're leaving. You know, but on the flip side, give employees the option, because many employees are hurting out there and they could use the money. They could use the cold hard cash to buy the Christmas presents, make their rent, and they've been looking forward all year for this. But that's what I do. You know, I give them the option. I mean, the last few years we've just done bonuses because I wanted to make Christmas a festive time, etc. You know, but I don't think we've been able to give raises for a year. I think it's been at least a year. And again, it all depends, because remember, you also want to keep up employee morale. I mean, what is the purpose of the Christmas gift as an employer? Well, number one is you're giving. I mean, you know, your staff has been working their butts off for you all year long. It is a tiny, tiny token, a very underappreciated token, but it's still a token of your appreciation for what they've done. You know, I would love to give my staff thousands of dollars of bonuses. It's just not realistic. We don't have the money. You know, but I think my staff works so hard. I think I have a phenomenal staff. Sometimes they screw up, right? And it stings, but I still let them know I love them and, you know, just try not to do the screw up again. And again, in a medical clinic, the screw ups could be pretty bad screw ups. Luckily, none of them have screwed up that badly. I told you guys one of the best screw ups one of my employees did actually saved somebody's life. One of my employees years ago, I've told you the story, hooked up the EKG incorrectly. And I was really busy with another acute patient in another room. So the nurse comes out going, Dr. Dahlia, the EKG is off. I go, okay, start getting their chest x-ray. I took a quick cursory look at it. And I'm like, okay, that is bad. Go get a chest x-ray. I may have to call 911. Let me finish with this other person that was acute. So I come out a couple minutes later while the guy's in x-ray, the patient's in x-ray, and I look at the EKG, and the EKG, the leads were misplaced. Right? And the form even said it. And so I start griping. I'm like, oh man, now you put the man through unnecessary radiation for a chest x-ray. All right. Here we are panicking that it could be a heart attack. Can you please put the leads on correctly? Well, as I'm doing this and she looks like she's about to cry, the x-ray comes up on the x-ray viewing board. There was a huge mass in his chest. We redid his EKG. EKG looked good. If she wouldn't have done the abnormal EKG, I wouldn't have done the order of the chest x-ray. I told that woman she saved his life.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 19, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1673.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1715.23, $857.62 for a half ounce, or $428.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1715.23, $857.62, and $428.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so religiously every day, Monday through Friday. You can please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we do have an iPhone app now that's free. You can download it anytime, and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. It's free. Free is good, all right? We also have the Android app as well. Got a lot of things happening, a lot of busy things happening, but most important is getting you the news. So, in the news today, a study has linked aspirin, daily aspirin, to increased risk of a very rare eye condition that could cause blindness. This study is going to be published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, a really good read. I like that one. And they found that those who regularly took aspirin doubled their odds from contracting neovascular macular degeneration, which is the most severe form. Now, even though it's the most severe, it's rare, okay? We got macular degeneration that's dry. We got macular degeneration that's wet. The dry macular degeneration is the most common form, but the aspirin isn't causing this. The aspirin is causing the more rare form. But they say the risk went from 1 in 200 older Americans to 1 in 100 older aspirin takers. Now, they say it was significant because 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. take aspirin on a regular basis to ward off diseases like heart disease, cancer, etc. Now, macular degeneration, it's a very chronic disease. It causes deterioration of the macula. Now, the macula is the center of the retina. As a result, your vision starts to blur, kind of slur a little bit. Even though we like to use slurring for speaking, you guys kind of know slur, blur. All right, you get that a little bit? And so people are not able to distinguish fine details. Researchers using data from long-term Beaver Dam eye study, which has been following, which has been following thousands of patients for more than 30 years. They say those in the study were categorized. Come on, people, behave. Were categorized as being regular aspirin users if they took at least 2 aspirin per week for more than 3 months. Now, for those of you told to take your aspirin, you're told to take it every damn day. So if you're only taking it 2 per week, okay, somebody's going to yell at you, whether it's your eye doctor or your heart doctor. You're busted somehow. People who have been taking aspirin the longest ultimately had the higher risk, just as long-term smokers would have had a higher risk than smokers who have never started. All right, so we don't want you to dissuade you from taking your aspirin because you're more at risk for heart disease. Remember, 1 in 5 Americans, adults, are taking aspirin. Why? Because aspirin has been found to prevent heart disease. We've talked about how this happens. The aspirin prevents clotting. When people die of a heart attack, it's most likely because of a clot that happened from an intimal tear of the plaque on the coronary arteries. Your arteries get plaqued up. They get clogged up. They break off. They tear. When they tear, your body forms a clot to protect the tear. That clot ends up precluding blood from getting where it needs to go. The heart doesn't get blood. The muscle then soon asphyxiates because it's not getting enough oxygen. And then you end up losing the function of that heart muscle. When you lose the function of the heart muscle, you don't get a good pump. If your heart's not pumping, it's not bringing blood everywhere it should be. Heart stops, you die. And that's basically a 30-second version of a whole year of medical school on cardiology. So they say if you are an aspirin user and your doctor put you on it for cardioprotective reasons, this is not a reason to stop it, according to Dr. Barbara Klein, professor of ophthalmology and visual sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, better known as UVSA, and she is the study's lead author. Okay, very important stuff. Look, I don't want you guys getting in trouble. You know, a lot of times you guys will listen to my show, and you'll tune in, you know, when I'm just finishing my sentence. You know, and it's like, oh man, Dahlia was talking about toilet seats. Toilet seats are bad. And I'm like, no. Took it out of context. Out of context. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A woman has died after receiving a lung transplant, but the lung transplant had been donated by a smoker. The woman was born with cystic fibrosis, died after being given a lung transplant from a smoker. The father now is calling for hospitals to tell patients about a donor's health history. I think that is important. Jennifer Wetterell, 27 years old, died of cancer in her home 16 months after being given the transplant at Harefield Hospital in London. She lives in Essex. She was not told at the time that the transplant that the middle-aged donor had been a smoker. Now, the father, Colin Granell, says people facing organ transplant should be told of any adverse history from the donor that might affect a successful transplant. He says he does not think his daughter would have agreed to the transplant. I'm actually surprised they use a smoker's lungs for a transplant, unless, of course, this was done in England. Unless at London, unless maybe their transplant rules are different. I need to look that up. I didn't think in America we'll give you a lung from somebody who was a smoker. Now, somebody could argue, well, Dahlia, if there's not enough lungs and not enough donors, take what you could get. That could have been the situation. I don't know. I mean, we do know that transplanted organs are rare and very difficult to come by. Wetterell was on oxygen 24 hours a day by her mid-20s, and she had been on a waiting list for a lung transplant for 18 months. They told her there was a match in April 2011. She received the transplant, married her long-term boyfriend that same year, but by February she had been diagnosed with cancer and that it had spread. You know, to me, you almost wonder if the cancer was already there on the lungs. But I mean, the gentleman was in his 40s who had donated the lungs. I mean, I don't know what happened to him, if he was in an accident or, yeah, that would stink if the donor was actually, you know, dead or dying because of cancer, and not, but I doubt that. But I got to tell you something. Looking at this time frame history, 18 months. So she had the transplant for 16 months. Then she was told she had metastatic cancer. My guess is there was already cancer on the lungs. Now, how closely do they inspect these organs? I mean, again, I can't speak for what happens in other countries. I know in America, they are supposed to, minus the screw-ups that have happened in the last few years, they are supposed to check for hepatitis, check for HIV. It's very difficult to do tissue sampling. You remember, when you want to transplant an organ, you don't want to be cutting a lot of bits and pieces out of it. Okay, you want the organ in its entirety, pretty much. So if somebody was a smoker and they had, I don't know, in one of the bronchioles or, you know, an area that could have had cancer, that would be very difficult to find unless you do tissue sampling in multiple areas. And multiple areas could still miss the one area that's turning cancerous. So this is scary stuff. I'm going to look that up on break. If in America we don't give lungs that were from smokers. That's kind of interesting. 1-877-DOLLY-1 that were owned previously by smokers. 1-877-DOCDALI. I would hate to think that anybody who smoked would be unable to donate an organ. You know, like a kidney, that's pretty frightening. I mean, I can understand the heart may not be probably the best, choice for an organ as well because of the, coronary plaquing that happens with smoking. But, you know, the kidney may still be good enough. Again, cystic fibrosis, we'll talk about that as well. Let's move on. I want to get to this next story. Another study has come out, saying that there was no clear link between cancer and the debris from September 11th, 2001. 6 months after the federal government added cancer to the list of sicknesses covered by the $4.3 billion World Trade Center Fund, a New York City Health Department study has found no clear link between cancer and the dust, debris, the fumes. This study is thus the largest to date. It looked at 55,000 people, including rescue and recovery workers, who were present at the World Trade Center site, on barges, or at the Staten Island landfill where debris was taken in the 9 months after September 11th. They also looked at residents from Lower Manhattan, students, workers, passerbyers, etc. They say overall there was no increase in the cancer rate of those studied compared with the rate of the general population. And they were looking for 23 different cancers from 2003-2008. Three cancers, multiple myeloma, prostate, and thyroid, were higher, but only in the rescue and recovery workers, not the rest of the exposed population. And they say since the number of actual cases was small and the subjects of the study may have been screened more frequently for cancer than other on average, they said it was too early to draw any correlation to time spent at ground zero. Now, this is a tough one because remember I told you yesterday we were talking about thyroid and how we're catching a lot more thyroid cancer now. Because we're screening for it. I'm telling you to get ultrasounds. I'm instructing my students. These guys are going out there into the world. Hopefully some people are listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. And we're looking for more thyroid cancer. And we're finding it. Same thing with prostate. Up until this year, we were screening prostate cancer like crazy. Now this year, they're saying, nah, watch and wait. If they have cancer, just let it sit. It saves money. Nothing I'm excited about. So this is a little contradictory to an earlier study this year. So we'll keep you guys posted. As far as I'm concerned, if you are anywhere in the area and you're having breathing problems, nodules, anything, you get yourself checked. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, reports are out today that Adam Lanza, the shooter of the Connecticut Elementary School, was possibly the motive was that his mother was going to commit him. And upon knowing that his mother was going to commit him, he might have snapped. Now, that is the latest of a string of theories of what happened. And from what I understand, records may not be released, because sometimes when we have medical records or psychiatric records, you would think in a case like this, we should be able to go through them. But from what we understand, they still have not been able to open up any of the files and release them to the public yet on what could have happened with the mom's decision to commit her son Adam Lanza. Nancy Lanza was 52 years old when she was shot to death by her son prior to Adam going to the Sandy Hook Elementary School, killing 20 children and 6 other adults before killing himself. Now, the police, they say, are still searching for the motive, but one working theory is that he was angry that his mother was planning to commit him to a psychiatric facility because he was becoming too difficult for her to handle alone. Given his decision to kill his mother, Nancy, while she was sleeping in her bed, there was a strong connection in his mind between anger and the school. I guess she was, I guess this was his former elementary school. She was a volunteer. Last week, I was told she was a teacher at the school. I need to correct myself. I believe she was a volunteer at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, and that's why this whole triangle is connected. But again, it's just a theory, and this is the latest. All right? They say that one of the, a neighborhood figure whose father works as a pastor of an area church was saying, told Fox News that the 20-year-old shooter found out that his mother was in the legal process of having him committed, and he was upset. Plus, he was jealous of the time she spent with a group of kindergartners at Sandy Hook, and is thought to have certain, maybe he thought that she was spending more time or loved them more than him. Okay, they say records of conservatorship filings, which Nancy Lanza would have needed to make an order to commit her son, are sealed by the court. So if any such filings were made, they will not be released publicly. This is according to Daily Mail. Now, according to Fox News, Adam Lanza believed she cared more for the children than she did for him. And the reason he probably thought this, she was petitioning for conservatorship and wanted to have him committed. Okay, so this kind of now, this now opens up a whole new discussion. Okay, all right. Now, then this wasn't just a kid who was on a roll and was a nice kid. This was somebody then that must have had a history of mental illness. Okay, and because remember, the first couple days when this happened, people were like, really, he's a nice kid? Really, he went to school here, good kid, and dropped out of some classes, but, you know, nice kid. Okay, so now we're getting a little bit more information. But we know the government now, in their quest for gun control, it's kind of investigating, well, what about people with mental illness? People with mental illness, they cannot acquire any firearms. Well, remember, these weren't his guns. They were his mother's. So, you know, starting to restrict, and I mean, I can understand, I think anybody, you know, who suffers from an illness and has the potential to be violent, no, they shouldn't be able to purchase a gun. I mean, that they have a psychiatric, you know, a severely psychiatric aggressive disorder, right? Or has acute psychosis or fits of psychosis, neurosis, etc. No, they probably wouldn't be the best candidates to, you know, have a gun. But remember, the guns weren't sold to him, the guns were sold to his mother. Now, many of you have weighed in on this horrible tragedy. Let's go to the phone line. Some of you have left some comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. In reference to you mentioning that one of the gunmen had claimed that he honed his sniper skills by playing a video game, I can assure you that no skills can be learned for real life playing a video game any more than children become surgeons by playing the game Operation. I also wondered if you had ever seen any of the studies, any video game played, whether it's violent or not, causing the release of dopamine in the brain.
That's a good question. Yesterday we had talked about where, while they were trying to analyze what could have happened, there was a report coming out on previous people who massacred, like in the Norwegian school and the French school, how they were big, Call of Duty, violent video game players, and they would play for multiple hours. And the man that, murdered multiple children at the Norwegian school, had claimed he honed in, quote-unquote, honed in on his sniper skills by playing the game. And again, I had wanted to say something yesterday on that. I'm like, really? Okay, you don't get shooting experience, you know, playing that. But remember, their reality is altered. They think they get so good on that game that they can. And then they take an assault rifle or a machine gun, and then they just randomly shoot. They could be a bad shot, but still, they randomly shoot. They kill multiple kids, and they unfortunately, you know, the a massacre's committed. Yesterday I wasn't blaming Call of Duty or any of the video games, and I did think that was odd. I had forgot to mention that. I'm like, really, you know, he thought he was able to hone in on his skills. Not the gentleman, not Adam Lanza who shot the children in Connecticut. We're talking about the Norwegian shooter. The name slips my mind. No, just like wasn't one of the terrorists learning how to fly on Flight Simulator? Was that in 2011? One of the terrorists was honing in on his quote unquote flight skills using Flight Simulator. I mean, crazy, crazy stuff. But what I had mentioned yesterday is somebody who was unstable, if they're playing video games for 16 hours a day, it could alter their perception of reality. All right. I don't think these video games with a normal human being, with a normal healthy child, right, is going to turn you violent. Now, there have been studies, yes, showing the aggressiveness. Whether it was an increase in testosterone or increase in dopamine, they do find an increase in aggressiveness in kids playing video games. We've talked about multiple studies of that. All right. Whether it was the dopamine or not, I'd have to go back and check what actual chemical, if they even measured it. My guess, it was more of a circumstantial type study where they would have these kids play games or these young adults play the games. Then they would look at their behavior as opposed to doing an actual chemical analysis of the brain. But I'll look that up. That's a great question. By the way, over the break, I was looking up the question regarding the lung transplant and the, if in America, you're allowed to donate your lungs if you're a smoker. From what I understand, yes. And the reason why is a study came out earlier this year, I believe it happened in the UK, where they were describing that it is less safe for a patient to wait many more months for the lung than to get a lung that's readily available from a smoker. And that was a study, I believe it was published in The Lancet in May. So from what I understand in America, yes, you can get and you can be offered lungs from somebody who smoked. I mean, in this particular case that we were talking about before the break, the donor was somebody in his 40s. And usually, you know, your younger individuals are phenomenal candidates for organ donation. Again, it's a tragedy that they're in the position where they are being kept alive to donate organs, and it's a shame, you know, they were killed to the, you know, as such that they were in a position where they could donate an organ or dying as such. But you know, you would think a younger individual, somebody in their 40s. Would be a safer candidate even if they did smoke. But what that study, you know, emphasizes is if you are a smoker in your 40s, you could very well have cancerous cells on your lungs. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, Ryder from Los Angeles writes, Doctor, when are we going to ban violent video games? Are they really necessary? What purpose? And it's, okay, I see, misspelled some words. What purpose? Okay, I get your point. When are we going to ban violent video games? I get nervous. I get nervous with the whole thing of banning. All right, I get nervous with the government getting involved. Do I think violent video games are kind of stupid? Absolutely. I mean, I remember, I come from the Pac-Man era. So to me, it's got to be cute. There's got to be a cute song, some fruit bouncing around. I'm a happy girl. I'm not really into these shooting games with blood, you know, and everything. I don't like them. But I'm a less fan of government trying to step in and block things, okay? Because again, all right, what if they start to ban video games, are they going to ban books? Are they going to ban movies, television shows, etc.? I mean, Quentin Tarantino, I mean, he makes some phenomenal films, but they are bloody. They are extremely violent. You know, it was interesting. I think in the last couple days, the Reacher movie and the Quentin Tarantino movie either had to change a couple of their scenes or they had to delete certain scenes because, you know, of course, in the wake of this whole tragedy, it wouldn't have been the most, I'm trying to think of the right word. It probably wouldn't have been the most appreciated, you know, for some of the violent scenes to be aired. I'm not sure what they had to do to the movies, but from what I understand, either the movies or the premieres were manipulated a little bit because of what happened, and it was just too soon, you know. So I don't know if I agree with you, Ryder. I don't know if I agree that banning violent video games would stop massacres. Do I think they serve a purpose? I don't. I'm with you on that. I don't know why we have to have them. But the problem is banning. Okay, you know, how much do we want the government to get involved? Assault rifle sales and gun sales have skyrocketed in the last few days. And they also skyrocketed after the Aurora, Colorado shooting. I was watching CNN, and they were interviewing a gentleman who has never bought a gun. He is a first-time, he would be a first-time gun purchaser. And he said, and they go, why now? I mean, we just had the killings with the kids. Why now would you be purchasing a gun for the first time? And he said, because if the government is going to move towards banning these weapons, I may not have an option later. So I want to get, if I am even contemplating getting a gun, I want to get it now. And so I know CNN had labeled the story unprecedented consequences. I foresaw this. You know, when you hear that a school gets shot up, one of you emailed me saying, you know, if the schools can't afford an armed guard, we parents can take shifts. We parents have no problem standing guard with their guns. The schools won't allow that, people. I hear ya. I see where your heart is. I mean, I see the logic. You know, I mean, my kids going into a school, I would love to stand out there and be ready. I mean, you know, I want my kids protected. I mean, God bless you guys for having that passion and willing to put your lives on the line to protect the school. I appreciate it. I really, really do. Like I said, I never thought the teachers should be armed. They got too much to deal with, and they're going to have to deal with getting these kids, you know, situated and calm and you know, relocated when things like that happen. But there should be somebody at these schools that could take these guys out, just like they have in Israel, just like they have at the El Al airport, okay? No, I don't think they're going to allow us parents to be able to stand guard. But anyway, firearms have skyrocketed, and it's because people are anticipating the government ban. Now, again, I know, you know, reporters and the liberal media are making those of us feel guilty for not jumping on board this gun bandwagon. But like I've said in multiple shows, if somebody wants to kill a bunch of kids, they're going to do it, whether they have a gun or not. And banning future guns, there's so many guns out in circulation, there is no way to prevent a bad guy from getting a gun. And I think us good guys want to protect ourselves and protect our families. That's what makes this such a controversial issue. I don't want anyone picking up an assault rifle weapon and killing anybody ever, ever again. But there is no way to ensure that. And once the government prevents us from being able to arm ourselves, I mean, why was the Second Amendment placed? because if the government turned tyrannical or such that they were going after the citizens would be able to protect themselves. That's why the Second Amendment was put forth. Some of you have commented on this. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I just want to refer, we're talking about guns and schools and shootings and all this kind of thing. Yes, there's a lot of crazy folks out there, just plumb period. My question is, you know, on the same day that this happened, this terrible incident in Connecticut, wasn't there also something very similar to this in China where a man stabbed, slashed, cut, and killed students, but he used a knife in China? And number two, my second comment is that in 1927, the worst school incident ever was a guy that killed like 38 people, but he used a bomb. He blowed it up with a bomb. Neither one of these incidents have been reported much. Only somebody we used with a firearm.
No, I actually talked about this on air. I'm sorry you missed it, but that's exactly what I've been saying all week. I've been saying we were talking about this Chinese man stabbed 23 children in a Chinese elementary school hours before the massacre. From what I understand, he was worried about the apocalypse that's supposed to happen December 21. And, I mean, when he wanted to kill children, he used a knife. And I had used another example. If somebody wants to kill a bunch of school children, they could use their car. They could ram the fence and use their car when they're playing on the field. I mean, this is why, we have to attack this on a variety of fronts. All right, just starting to ban weapons, it may make people feel good because, like I said, it's a part of the grieving process, and we want to feel like we're moving towards something, something positive in the wake of such a horrible, horrible, disastrous tragedy, and petitioning for something that may be considered a positive outcome. You know, helps us through the grieving process, and many people are of the belief one less gun on this, on our soil will be, will benefit. And for those people that think that way, they're working through their grief and they're working through the situation as they see fit. But I think for a lot of us, we realize, okay, there is a lot more to this. A lot more to this. I mean, you have people, telling us, look, they hunt. They need their guns to hunt. That's what they do. They live on our beautiful country, but they hunt their food. All right? I mean, I know many of us that have been watching these Alaska shows. All right? I mean, when you're up there in Alaska and you really don't get a lot of food coming in on the trucks, and you hunt caribou, you hunt, and you put it in your freezer, and that's just what you do. You know, plus, I can't tell you how many home thefts or home evasions have been thwarted because people brought out their gun, they shot their warning shots, and people left. We have guns. Hell yeah. I want to protect my kids. I do. You know, so what do we do? Do we ban video games? Do we ban all guns? Do we only ban assault rifles? Does anybody that has a mental illness, should they be detained and questioned? And then do you repeatedly detain them and question them? What do? When people snap, they snap. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of people snap. Three other people this week have threatened to shoot up schools. That's just the three we've heard of. So there's no easy answer. And I wish there was, because we want to solve this problem. We're solvers. I want to say, fine, this is the way to stop it. But I don't think you can. All right, but as we get more information on the story, we'll definitely keep you posted. Don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. More medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.